This college basketball conference tournament and picks edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by BetSGPN. BetSGPN is where you'll find all the best sportsbook promos and deposit bonuses. Just head over to betsgpn.com. BetSGPN is your home for online sports betting. We're also brought to you by BetQL. BetQL is your home for the info you need to make yourself a smarter better. College basketball, NBA, and NHL, whatever the sport, they got you covered. Plus, use a promo code SGP30 for 30% off their premium data. Just go to BetQL.com, promo code SGP30. That's BetQL.com, promo code SGP30. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insights, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure to subscribe to our page so you don't miss a pick. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge is your home for no vig betting. That's right, no vig betting that's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's BETTOREdge.com, promo code SGP.
This is Jim Mora, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Fucking shine box.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean, stacking the money green with my partner picks Ryan, Real Money Kramer. It's happening, Kramer dog.
You were bluffing before the show. You didn't feel like you were going to be bringing the energy tonight.
Oh, I'm bringing the energy.
Tout.
What do you want me to tout about, Ryan?
Tout my somehow amongst the shit picks I gave out last week. I gave you two winning locks out of my three winners. Two winning locks.
It is interesting because I'm
actually doing, one was off the sheet. Hampton, thank you very much.
I'm above 500, 54%, kind of leading the pack. However, my lock percentage, not great. 40% bonus locks, though 60%. Joining us as always in studio, talking college hoops, Colby Dan, aka the Danta Base.
Well, as long as we don't have the fans questions, that's what's really dragging me down. I'm doing good, everyone.
Listener questions are not your specialty. 4-7, Kramer and I 6-5, but Kramer and I both
really let the listeners down. I want to say that
people on YouTube are enjoying the live. Well, you know,
yeah, you know what? I almost forgot Colby. I forgot about Colby and I was like, holy shit. I forgot about Colby.
It's common, man.
And in fumbling to get Colby turned on,
he can fumble.
I turned everything else off. So I apologize.
Well, I got a forgetful face, bro. You know what I mean?
No, that's the thing. I was like, this is not a face we can forget. I was actually noticing how sharp the BetSGPN logo was looking over Colby's head.
BetSGPN, that is breaking news.
And I Wally mitted the knob and I turned everything off.
BetSGPN.com is live. Again, go there. That's going to be your home for sportsbook promos, bonuses at DFS. We're going to be getting going over there. We just got a deal going with PointsBet, who has, oh man, they got a ton of bonuses. We'll get to that in a second, but again, just head over to betsgpn.com. They got you covered. And yeah, we got you covered. Lock wise, Colby leading with 60% of the locks. However, bonus locks, Kramer and I are somehow doing 60% there. And I feel like, Kramer, we're not grading these COVID games correctly because both Colby and I have gotten a COVID game correctly.
I didn't
know. That's FCS
football. My apologies. I'm crossing the streams here.
Colby and I were both on the correct COVID pick this week too.
I think that you almost feel better hitting that, man. Can we talk to some of these sports books having some odds for the COVID game?
One of these days, you think?
One day. That's what
you should have. You should give people the option, like make it a three-way bet. Like with soccer, you can bet the draw. You can bet team A, team B, or the draw. With this COVID times, you should be able to bet no contest.
Yeah, man.
And it will be like the props when you take like next play, complete, incomplete run, or interception. It'd be like 18-1 on interception. That's the no contest bet. Yeah. It's like a 20-1 bet. You sprinkle a couple dimes on maybe 2-3 games.
It's not hard to do. Come like on, betting hook golf. Us up.
It's like betting golf. You want a couple long shots.
So much going on. We're also live on Locker Room.
I got too much going on over here, Sean. This is trouble.
And we're gonna be hitting on the first half of some conference tournaments, giving you more college basketball picks after that. Tomorrow night we're doing FCS football. And then Thursday night, another bonus podcast talking more college basketball conference tournaments. And we just put out our NBA Top Shot podcast. We did our first NFL Best Ball podcast. There is so much goddamn content is on it, this feed on Sports Gambling Podcast.
Is it August, September, maybe?
Feels like it. It really does.
It's the football. It makes you feel like it's fall.
It does.
I think we got it. Nope. We got another one of these people coming in, flying in hot. We don't answer in a second. You know what it is, Sean? I worry for sports talk radio. The days of sitting on hold for 45 minutes and dealing with your favorite local radio host just not talking to you. And then you finally got on. These guys, you know, 2 seconds in, if we don't pick, God forbid I don't hit the button. God forbid.
All right.
I'm a little fired up today. I was sniffing a lot of liquid nail today, Sean.
Yes. Setting up the new
teaser
studio.
Teaser alert.
The studio has been secured.
Have we talked about the studio?
We've been teasing the studio. Studio launch incoming in a few weeks. Really putting the pressure on Kramer to get all the foam up.
Doris Burke was analyzing how the studio was coming along. Hey Doris, I still have that
just
audio?
Go to our Twitter feed at Gambling Podcast or on Instagram. We posted it there. It is an amazing Doris Burke clip. But we're getting sidetracked, Kramer. The real reason why we're here talking college basketball. Before we get to that, of course, betsgpn.com. Head over there. Featured sports book this week is PointsBet. That's right, PointsBet. Man, you like player props, you like live wagering. Of course you do. All you gotta do is go to pointsbet.com. Use our promo code SGP. You like parlays? Who doesn't like parlays? PointsBet has you covered with a parlay bonus.
Oh my God.
And we're going to be pulling a lot of the lines from this episode straight from the PointsBet sportsbook. So if PointsBet active in your state, head over to pointsbet.com, promo code SGP. If that's not enough, two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Two risk-free bets up to $2,000.
Risk-free breast? Is that what I heard?
So excited to be talking PointsBet. And again, of course, terms and conditions apply. Void where prohibited. Must be 21. Gambling problems, call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. All right, let's get into
Nailed that shit, by the way, dude.
Thank you.
I'm gonna be addressing that every time. Every time we read the disclaimers,
the disclaimer for PointsBet. Yeah. No disclaimer in our love for college basketball conference tournaments. They're here. Let's kick it off. Atlantic 10 conference tournament.
The A10. Baby
Kramer, rattle off the odds. What are we looking at here?
Oh Jesus. Just putting me on the spot. I'm over on points, but looking at these odds right now, as we speak, we'll go top to bottom. That's how I like to look at them. At least I know you're a little different with the tight end angle, Sean. VCU plus 225, St. Louis plus 250, Richmond plus 350, the Bonnies 4-1.
They're the one seed. That's shocking. Yeah.
What are we missing on that one?
Davidson 7-1, Dayton 16-1, Rhode Island 30-1, home of Marcus Camby 50-1, UMass, Duquesne 100-1 with George Mason, George Washington 300-1, and LaSalle and Fordham at 400-1. And how? God damn, St. Joe's really is trash.
No, they're hot. They're hot right now, dude. They've won like three in a row, as you saw with his pick. Yeah.
I mean, it was no coincidence. Kramer called them typical Philly trash, and they have just been on fire. It's great.
Well, Sean, much like the Titans, I know how to motivate a group of young gentlemen, but they are still trash. 500-1, though. You could do worse for a D-gens only gimmick there, huh?
Well, and their coach, I think he came over from Villanova, and things were horrible for the past 2 years for him, but it seems like, you know, I know he brought in some talent, so I wouldn't want to play them right now. Especially with some of those other teams at the top of the A10.
I mean, 500-1 St. Joe's, especially with these small conferences, call me crazy, Colby. When we break down these conference tournaments, we like throw out like a dog and kind of like a chalkier favorite, but St. Joe's 500-1. Am I going to be throwing $20 on that? You're damn right. I am. I mean, just for the story alone. And again, they start out at, you know, playing LaSalle. I mean,
that's a win.
That's a warm up game. They're going to get hot. And again, like, what do you have to win? Four games in a row?
What is the database at? Who of these teams? Who's in, who's out?
Right now, VCU and St. Bonaventure.
Okay. So we have some teams playing.
Yeah. And even that, if they were to lose in the first round, I don't know that they're securely in. I would think the Bonnies are. VCU, though, last four in right now.
All right, Colby, break it down. What are we looking at here? Who do you like as a favorite? Who do you like as a dog?
I mean, I don't see how you're fading St. Bonaventure with that value. I mean, I think they're the best team.
Right?
Yeah, they're the best. This team or this conference has a ton of parity, as you're seeing, but they're the best team. They're the most, one of the more experienced teams. I won't say they're the most experienced team's Richmond, but they've been horrible down the stretch.
Well, and Davidson too. I feel like this is just gut instinct, but that kind of high on them, but they've been flat as a lake.
I feel like we just lost a bet on them. That's what, right? Isn't that all that happened, Sean? Well,
that's probably what did it.
I will say the just putting college basketball in front of your face during the workday is just a great way to have a little action.
Well, that's and I don't know. And if you're a lot of people working from home doing the home office thing, just throw up the ESPN quad box. Yeah. Go to BetQL. Get, you know, fill out a couple of grab a couple of their 5-star plays. Go to Colby Dan and Patty C and Nick.
See who they all lock up.
Yeah, pretty easy. Find a consensus lock, even if you don't know what you're betting on. I mean, come on, it's so fun. So I'm with you, Colby. I like the St. Bonnie's as a favorite, one seed at +400, and of course, sprinkle it a little on St. Joe's. Do you have a dog play here?
My dog play. I mean, yeah, the St. Joe's one. I mean, just because they're coming in red hot, but I'll go different here. Give me let's go Davidson. What's their value again? How much was that? 500.
What I don't like about that is like Davidson plays the same style as St. Bonaventure, right? So isn't that the angle? Like, if you look at this conference, you're looking at mostly teams that are leaning more towards slowing it down. Like St. Bonaventure, like Davidson, but then you have VCU, who of course they're a little bit up tempo, but it's really about UMass and St. Joe's, who are like the, to me, that's what you target. And if a team's going to shock the world here, I'm not going to go with the Philly trash. So what did I tell you for the UMass odds?
I think there's value in Dayton too.
Well, Dayton's just a fun
team.
They
just beat St. Bonaventure the other day.
But I mean, what Ken Pom would agree with you. Ken Pom does not agree. Like, he's got them number one.
Who's that?
St. Bonaventure.
Yeah.
So no, for them to be the fourth longest odds at 4-1, I think we're gonna just triple lock it up just from a value perspective. And if you're gonna gun to my head, Sean.
Yep, I'm doing it.
I'm gonna say Massachusetts 50-1.
Oh, wow! Taking a safe play at 50-1.
I think he's doing UMass just because football season. The two games they treated him so well when they lost by 80 each game.
I'm all in on my. You know, I was a big Marcus Camby guy, and I also like the. That's where Calipari got the bag. You know, that's where he got started. You know,
Davidson's +700, not 500. That's good value, man. That's good value for a team.
Oh, they are 7-1. Yeah. You're right. That's not
so
bad.
So you just take St. Bonaventure and Davidson.
Yeah, I think
and
so. One
of them comes out on top. Are you sure you don't want, I mean, maybe pick a couple more teams? Maybe you can have like seven.
Guys,
eight.
I saw that. I saw this in FCS football. My Blue Hens Delaware, because you made me choose a top 25 team.
Yes.
They're playing my Maine Black Bears. They were not top 25, but I claimed Maine was my team. So now week one
torn.
In the CAA, I'm really, you know, at a crossroads here, man. So anyway, give me Davidson as the dog.
I like that.
Yeah.
Atlantic Sun Kramer kicking off March 4th. Wow. Only a day and a half away.
We love this conference. Sean, you know why?
Why?
It features Lipscomb.
Oh yeah, Lipscomb Liberty. Kramer, you want to grab the odds? Rattle through them.
Yeah, I got them right here. But actually, before I do that, I think Doris Burke wanted to chime in on how she likes Lipscomb.
One more time on the door.
When to come? So Chris does a great job. Giannis.
No, we really need to isolate it just so we can ask her that one question. Liberty, the favorite, as the one seed at -150. Lipscomb. Is it Lipscomb?
Lipscomb?
Come.
Or Lipscomb? Lipscomb plus 300 as the three seed. Florida Gulf Coast. I was still to this day will never forget that moment, Sean.
We were
to the right in Caesars with Dick Olson at some sort of like weird like club private thing, and they were just dunking all over Florida.
So fun.
6 seed, 8-1. Stetson, which isn't that some sort of weird like broadcasting school? 7 seed, 8-1. North Alabama, the 5 seed, 12-1. North Florida, the 4 seed at 25-1. Bellarmine. As the 2 seed is somehow 100-1.
Well, yeah, wait, what's going on here,
Colby? Kennesaw State 8-1 as the 8 seed is also 100-1. Explain to me what's going on here.
Yeah, I was confused myself as why they were.
Is
that,
this correct?
Yeah, I mean, I know they've I guess struggled a little bit down the stretch here, but I can't
in the last four Atlantic Sun like tournaments, the 1 or 2 seed took down the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of these.
And 100-1 on the 2 seed.
Oh, you got to, right? I mean, I'm sure there's an injury there or something, but you got to.
I'm going to Google Belarus.
Well, they're new to college basketball, this level. They're new to the,
maybe they have finals. They're not going to be able to make it.
I mean, this is pretty simple for me. You go Bellarmine at 100-1, because why not? And
hashtag Dejens only.
And then you go Liberty minus 150. Cause this is one of these conferences that I feel like just, like you said, Kramer's chalky every year. Liberty by far the best team. Maybe Lipscomb at plus 300, but I'm going to just go Liberty minus 150 and then a small sprinkle on Bellarmine just because they have the 2 seed. And that storyline's too crazy not to.
I'm with you, man. Give me Liberty and my dog being Bellarmine.
Man, is there a way to parlay St. Joe's with Bellarmine?
The games are being played in Florida, so hopefully they can squeeze them all in. But yeah, I mean, this is one of those conferences you just go chalky. If you're making me pick a dog,
yep,
I'm reading into this, so I'm gonna take Stetson for that reason. Maybe they have a tomato can first round matchup against the Bellarmine. I mean, why are they 100-1? What's going on here?
They must have an injury.
They opted out. Maybe they opted out.
No, no way, right?
Let's get out of this conference.
Kramer, what are you doing? You're on Liberty.
Liberty plus Stetson, because they must have, they're obviously going to win their first round matchup against an 100-1.
Yeah, if Bellarmine is 100-1, that makes sense.
So I'll take him at 8-1. Let's go.
Moving over to
makes no sense.
God, I love March. Moving over to the Ohio Valley. A lot of fun teams in here. Belmont, Jackson mm-hmm. State, Murray State, Moorhead State. Oh, and my Govs, Austin Peay. What are the odds, Kramer?
Well, the Ohio Valley Conference, the odds are TBD. Didn't scroll down in the article where I had the odds, Colby. And look at this. They're we don't have odds. Well, I mean, that's silly.
Belmont's going to be a heavy favorite here, but they,
will they be bigger favorites than Gonzaga in their conference?
No, they'll be less because the last two games they've played, they lost to Eastern Kentucky, me and Sean's Eastern Kentucky Colonels.
Mm. Yep.
And Morehead State in overtime. So that I think their odds went down some by they were 24-1 prior to that. So I think they'll be still a heavy favorite. I think that the angle here is Eastern Kentucky, the Colonels, baby. Mm-hmm.
Like this Eastern Kentucky team. I'm with you, Colby. They're the obvious dog of the 3 seed. I guess for my lock, I'll go Belmont, but we'll see what the price comes out. I don't anything over like minus 250. I don't have any interest in a conference tournament taking something like that. I don't know. I mean, maybe we'll see what the Gonzaga ads are, but I don't even know that. Like it's so fun laying huge chalk in a conference tournament.
And something to note here, maybe a disadvantage for Eastern Kentucky. The 1 and 2 seeds will get an early start, so they get a day off in between games. That feels like a pretty massive advantage.
Yeah, that's huge.
Getting to play a team coming off the bat. So for that reason, yeah, give me chalk. I'll take Belmont. And then as a dog, I don't know. Maybe we go. Let's take Southeast Missouri State.
They played better lately
because if they do get the win, they have that extra rest.
Well, I actually think extra rest is
bad.
Is bad this year.
That's just like an extra day. It feels good.
We just saw the Horizon League. I mean, they kicked off earlier in the week.
What happened?
Their top seed, Wright State, so they played the conference tournament started a week ago, and the shitty schools played first.
Yeah.
Wright State had a bye. They're the number one seed in the tournament. And they lose today in their first, so they had a week off.
A bye is different. A bye, I agree with you. That's too much time. But having just a day to recover your body, that's a different story.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the Horizon League tournament today, three overtime games. Cleveland State that tied for the one seed, that got the two seed, but same record as the one seed. Yeah, they needed overtime to get that win. Against, crazy game.
Yeah. Drew Brees' alma mater. Purdue Fort Wayne, right? Now where you got to start. You can do anything if you put your mind to
That's
it.
That's where the birthmark started.
Yeah.
So Kramer, what are you doing here?
Belmont and the seven seed, Southeast Missouri State.
Ooh, Southeast Missouri State. Oh, here we go. Now we're talking college basketball. Perfect time for me rocking my Lehigh basketball jersey. Go. Patriot League action. Lehigh, yeah, they're what are they, a 7-point dog against Boston? I'm on board. That's the opening game.
The wrong ball. I mean, I'm a fan of the Terriers, but not these filthy fucking Terriers. Give me the
walk us through, Kramer.
Well, Boston was wearing the mask also. Boston and Holy Cross were the two teams playing with the mask on.
That's pretty impressive. So I think
we got to fade them, right?
I mean, look, they're private school pussies. Colgate, the two seed, they're minus 225. Navy as the one seed, plus 250, disrespecting our great midshipmen. The Army Black Knights, they're the four seed, plus 750. American was always this school people talked about on the East Coast because it had like 2/3 chicks because it was a big liberal arts school. Like, oh man, that's it. Just gonna head over there. You can't miss. 14-1 is the five seed. Lafayette, the Leopard, the Leopards,
the
aren't yeah, leopards,
Lafayette Leopards.
Aren't leopards people who have their skin fall off? Are we talking about the animal
dude. Oh,
the three seed, 18-1.
Oh, come on, Kramer.
Loyola, Maryland, the Greyhounds, 9-1.
There's Bison in here, man.
Is that like a Saluki? The Bucknell Bison, 33. Of course, those are the things that exist in this country. 33-1. Boston University Terriers, the seven seed, 50-1. Holy Cross, the Crusaders.
Oh, you can still say Holy Cross Crusaders.
I feel dirty saying it. The eight seed, 125-1. And the Sean, your Lehigh Mountain Hawks.
Look, he's got the Fighting Hawks. He's got the Mountain Hawks.
200-1.
Yep. Yep. Gonna sprinkle. Obviously, Lee has my dog.
Fun trivia question for the database: name the three teams that finished with a winning record in this conference. Oh,
dude, this conference is actually up.
Tell me, name the three.
Navy has been my best team in college basketball this year. Navy, Colgate, and Army.
No, the Leopards also had a winning record.
You said three teams.
I'm sorry. I misread it. You're right. I'm sorry.
You know what else the Lafayette Leopards had? A loss to Lehigh, our hated rival, and granted they lost and a 1-point win against Lehigh. So
wait, so how do you spell the kind where your skin's falling off?
Leper. It's like LEPPER. Yeah, there's definitely no D. There's no A. I mean, I can Google this.
No, you can go back to that.
Dude, Navy's the play. Although Colgate was money last time we were in Vegas, Colgate took Tennessee to overtime and Alan Cooley was sweating.
Why is Navy getting disrespected like this?
I think Colgate, just because traditionally Colgate's been the pride of this conference. But I'm all over Navy, and I actually think sprinkle someone on Army here. Army's solid.
It is interesting to see Army being good at basketball. Plus 750.
Both service. Yeah, academies. I know. Yeah.
Did David Robinson go back to school?
Been good there since David Robinson.
He's like, well, I can get that extra year eligibility. This year doesn't count, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Colgate. That doesn't interest me. Patriot League is known for having a kind of. It's not surprising for one of these teams to be a bit of a dog. They're definitely a live dog.
What a great story. Navy makes the tournament. When's the last time Navy?
I cannot remember. Ever made the tourney?
Yeah. Back when they did Robinson.
I'm taking Navy plus 250. And of course the Lehigh Mountain Hawks at 200-1. I'm going to be a millionaire by the end of this conference, this early conference tourney.
In this
crazy long shot, dogs.
You're put to a test. You have two options. You can take the great men who defend this country, or you can take a private school pussy,
or you can go.
I'm going to go with Army and Navy. Okay. America.
That's me too, man. Navy is my play.
We love America. We love the Cougs. Go Cougs.
There we go, baby.
Wait, Sean, did you didn't pick America?
Yeah.
No, I picked Lehigh.
Oh my goodness.
Where you know, in Bethlehem, home of Bethlehem Steel, the steel that was used to kill the Nazis. You're welcome, America.
I was watching
Ryan, you'd be speaking German right now if it wasn't for Bethlehem Steel, so
I was just
you're welcome.
Late night, not able to sleep, was watching a little of the Rock and Walking Tall.
It reminds me of my hometown.
Takes place
old steel mill. They build a casino.
It really does.
No, I mean it seems like very clear parallels. I don't know. The Rock goes home.
1940?
I assume that's how the story would go if Sean went home. You know, some people give him trouble.
Yep.
He takes a 2x4. And well,
we did graduate from the same high school, so The Rock is a second most famous graduate from Freedom High. Let's go Patriots! All right, Kramer. Let's move over. Yeah, Missouri Valley Conference. Some interesting teams here. Loyola, obviously the big dog. Drake, who Colby was saying, Drake has kind of been the college basketball darling, at least in the regular season. Colby, you're making a case that the 2 seed kind of good for them.
I think it's a blessing. I mean, losing that game the other day is dangerous because it put them on the first four out. I mean, the last four in, I'm sorry.
Do they need to definitely win the tournament to be in?
No. I think
they got to win a couple, right?
Yeah. And I think they did themselves a solid. The team that beat them was Bradley. Bradley's been bad this year, but they're good bad, if that makes sense.
What is that, Colby?
They have a talented, as you,
if they were in the SEC, you'd say they're bad.
Sure.
You're just giving them a little bump because they're in the Missouri Valley
Conference. Dude, Bradley, the past 2 years we've done this, they were my dog to win the Missouri Valley Conference, and they did win both times. So this is the reigning champ in this conference tournament 2 years past now. So they've had problems getting the right starting five, but they just beat Drake. Early in the year, they lost by one at a top 10 Missouri team where they were up all the whole game. They lost to Xavier by one. So now Bradley is going to have to face Loyola Chicago on that side of the bracket if Bradley gets by Southern Illinois, which I suspect them to do. So I think in a way Drake got the better side of the bracket by being the 2 seed. Yes, you're still gonna have to beat Missouri State at some point, but I'd rather play Missouri State than Bradley because Bradley's a chippy team.
Did you know Loyola Chicago is the number one adjusted defense for KenPom?
Yeah, they haven't someone hasn't scored over 58 points on them since January 10th, I think.
That's an interesting thing. Like that's not amongst like small conference schools. That's amongst all the schools in the country. It's certainly an interesting situation, but I do wonder if they don't take it to the finish line in the tourney. You know what I mean? I would not bet on Loyola Chicago to win. I would take the field if that's an option.
Well, and that's the other thing, Colby, is Loyola Chicago, are they definitely in?
Yes.
Yeah, they're definitely in, right?
They're insane. Like they're like
Cameron Crutwig. Yeah. I love that guy's mustache and 12th. The way he kind of plays the game. So he's a fun 12th. Guy to root
gotta
for.
Be named after a sausage in Chicago somewhere.
Take the Crutwig with brown mustard.
I guess the question is who, like outside of, I think it sounds like we all like Drake a little bit.
Yeah. I like Drake. I think they need it a little bit more than Loyola. Well,
Drake's problem, guys, has their best scorer and their top scorer and rebounder has been out for the past month. So he's due to come back in this Missouri Valley tournament. I'm curious how healthy he'll be, you know, but
who else are you taking?
I still think there's value in Bradley. And I also think, Missouri State and Indiana State are solid.
I would put my money on Missouri State. What did I say?
Yeah, Missouri State. Yeah. Sprinkle some on Bradley. They've treated me well the past 2 years. I think they were plus 800 last year, and they hit for me.
So. I'll go Bradley with you, Colby.
I think you can do worse than take teams that have like an extreme like tempo difference from the like Missouri State's another one. Like this conference is mostly teams that are going to slow you down a little bit. And compared to the conference, they're going to pick it up a little bit. So if they can win the pace battle, you know, you can always make teams uncomfortable that way.
All right. Last of these conferences, we're going to hit on the West Coast Conference. I guess it's just Gonzaga's to lose.
Minus 5,000.
I mean,
oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm seeing minus 2,500 either way.
This is more than normal.
Yeah, every year they're a huge favorite. Every year they end up winning it.
I mean, you got to bet the field, right? You got to take BYU, right, or something.
BYU's an interesting team, but at plus 800, is it even worth taking?
No, that's not good enough.
The Portland Pilots, San Diego Toreros. Don't even know how do you pronounce that? Doreros. Doreros. Loyola Mount Loyola Marymount Lions.
I know it's like we were chewing on some more.
Santa Clara is not horrible. I'll say that.
I think the team that would give Gonzaga the hardest fit here would be Pepperdine.
Pepperdine. Oh man, 55-1.
But even with that, Pepperdine would probably lose to somebody else. So I think you got to go Zags. But as a dog, give me Pepperdine.
Pepperdine's a fun team. I'm with you.
Who can score with Gonzaga?
Pepperdine's got the most athletic team, I think, in the conference. Other than
is a team going to out athletic Gonzaga? Or are they going to out like just get hot from behind the arc?
I mean, Pacific, coached by Damon Stoudemire, was tied with Gonzaga. No, they were beating Gonzaga in the second half a few weeks ago. They ended up losing that game, and then towards the end, the wheels really fell off. Their big man did a cheap shot on Drew Timmy, and they ended up I don't even think they covered because of that. But I think they could potentially, give them. They could play Gonzaga somewhat close.
So how do you bet this? Because I don't think anyone likes Gonzaga to lose a game.
No.
So do we just smash? Or is it the other way? Do we just think Gonzaga is going to just destroy these teams? Like as if like they're getting ready for like a national championship. They need to stay in form. Do we just lay the points every game?
Probably. No. Because it depends. I've been taking the points because they've been hitting for me because the spread's been like 35 points on some of these games. Mm.
Greg Kalish in the YouTube chat room wants to know, Gonzaga definitely playing? Is there a chance they don't play Colby?
There was talk that they might sit out because they might they already have the one.
They don't want to risk. Yeah. Like getting COVID by one of these, one of these teams,
or if they lose, I mean, they are one. There won't be a one seed.
No, I'm all for people playing, but I guess in the COVID era, I see why Gonzaga may not want to play the West Coast tournament.
Like,
I mean,
like Ken Pom's all conference team is four Zags. It's just like you might as well roll out their starting lineup. I just, this is the best team that he's ever measured. The Ken Pom's ever met. This is just a different team, and I guess while I would in principle be a little annoyed if they said we're not going to compete in the conference tournament and let another team get in that probably shouldn't, is it really the end of the way? Who's losing out?
I just say play your fucking games. All right, play your fucking games.
I prefaced by saying I think you should play the games, but I'm with Sean. I think this is a rare scenario where I really don't care. I really don't care if they want to tank it. Maybe for that reason,
honestly,
let's take BYU. Let's take a stab at BYU for that.
You're going BYU, Kramer.
They're the team to take. I think they can be efficient from behind the line. And I think when you want to talk about teams that are going to keep up with Gonzaga scoring, and you got to shoot threes.
I like the Pepperdine angle. They could be fun early on in the tournament as well.
BYU projected, I think, is an 8 or 9 seed currently.
Yeah. And I think I'm sure they would like to bump their seed line up, as they say.
All right, let's. Oh man, almost time to crack open a cold one. Break down Colby's six pack. Before we do, want to shout out BetQL. That's right, BetQL. Get over there, BetQL.com. Download the app in the App Store, Google Play Store. Tons of sports gambling data. Tons of picks. And they cover all the sports, college basketball right now, NBA, NHL. They got a little bit of everything, even a little tennis in here. Champions League, Premier League. Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
Saying Serie A, La Liga, whatever it is, they got you covered. You want to see what the public's on? Want to see what the pro bettors are taking? BetQL.com has you covered. And take care of you with some 5-star plays. They got a nice little algorithm scanning thousands of data points to give you the best bets. And again, 30% off the premium data. Just go to BetQL.com, promo code SGP30 for 30% off.
Sean getting excited about soccer. It's like your buddy coming around talking about how he joined a book club and how cool it is. His girlfriend made him do it. You know,
reading a great book about Winston Churchill. It's pretty awesome.
All right, Winston. He was a fun guy.
Yeah, I know. Ryan, I know how you have you hate short people for some reason, but Winston Churchill only 5'6". tall rare. Enough to kick Hitler's ass. That's all.
Very,
I know.
Very, very rare to be short and successful.
5'6" life. Alpha.
Should we go to the caller?
Yeah, let's go to the locker room line.
What's up, Jake?
Big Winston Churchill fan.
How are you?
What's happening, Jake? Thanks for calling. What's in, man. Up? How you doing, brother? It. What's on your mind?
What game were you guys talking about? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all good. We just rattled through some of the conference tournament stuff. We're about to break open the Colby six pack, talking Clemson, Syracuse. Where are you at? I'll
say that again.
Sorry. What? I would say, where are you calling from?
San Diego.
Oh, all nice. Right.
There we go.
Yeah.
You got a San Diego team?
I don't. I'm from Arizona, so those teams.
Oh. Sun Devils or Wildcats?
Sun Devils for me, but not this year.
You never know, man. The Pac-12 tournament's wide open.
Yeah.
They've been
Christopher's coming back.
Yeah, they've been beat up so much all year. Wouldn't shock me at all if they made
it's
a run.
It's gotta suck to see USC be this good as a right? Yeah. I mean, isn't that the team you hate?
No, they are good. USC's legit.
So what do you got college basketball picks wise or any sleepers for the tournament?
I'll give you a game for tomorrow that I'm looking at.
Awesome.
It's UConn. I think UConn is a short favorite. I know it's senior night for Seton Hall, but UConn, like, these are must win games for them. And they finally had everyone back. And I feel like UConn is a team that they're better than Seton Hall to me. And as a short favorite, that's where I'm going to look.
I like it. UConn right now laying 1.5. It's on the Colby Dant six pack here that we're going to be breaking down. Yeah, let's get into it. I mean, the only thing that scares me away is it seems like the public is loading up on UConn. You make a good point from what I'm seeing so far. But again, Connecticut, they're on a little bit of a run here, 4-1 against the spread in their last five. And great point as far as they need to close out strong. I'm with you. I'm going to roll UConn laying 1.5.
Sean, I told you this earlier. I just got to stop betting on Seton Hall. Give me UConn.
I feel like every time I pick Seton Hall, I've been screwed.
Yeah. And I like UConn. You know, UConn's been beat up all year. They're getting healthy at the right time, but just to let you know, I mean, UConn still, this is a huge game. UConn's the second team of the final eight in. Seton Hall is the fifth. So this is a gigantic game. And for senior night in Newark, I could totally see Seton Hall winning this thing, but I like UConn. No,
I was in Jersey. Senior night don't matter.
Kramer always brings in the Jersey inside information,
which I obviously know nothing about. Seton Hall's been letting me down all year. So clean sweep. Let's take. I like the advice. Let's take UConn.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Best of luck with the picks.
Have a good one.
Take care, brother.
All right, let it ride.
All right.
I like Patrick Butcher in the YouTube chat. He says, "Give me Stalin +8."
Wow. I'm not going to play the barking dog sound effect.
I mean, Stalin was a tough home dog, you know,
like
Hitler, clear advantage, Hitler, a clear home field advantage.
If we're talking comparisons there, Hitler was like the Atlanta Falcons against the Patriots up 28-3 and out of nowhere, here comes the United States of America and England. And other, well, it's mostly us.
Who is Japan in this analogy? The owner coming down at the, like, Arthur Blank coming down to celebrate.
Japan is Arthur Blank. Yeah,
who do we got for Italy, man? We got to go all around the world right?
Italy's clearly Matt Ryan. No idea why they're even in the battle. Not a lot to offer. Just kind of, you know, Julio's clearly carrying the team. Julio's probably, unfortunately, Hitler in this analogy. No offense to Julio, but
Austria.
Great guy. I'm sure he's on the right side of history.
Belichick, certainly Churchill, right? Is that where we're going with?
Oh yeah.
Cause Brady would be the Americans, Truman or whatever. Yeah. Is that the wrong
Roosevelt?
Wrong war. Yeah.
Sorry.
That was the first one. Yeah. but Brady's lasted so long. He was Truman and Roosevelt. All right. That's enough.
Let's get back to the
testing our history. Right,
original
now.
Six pack Syracuse laying 2.5 at home. ACC basketball. Tomorrow afternoon, Kramer, this will be on in the office. 2:00 tip. Total sitting at 135.5. Syracuse working their way back into my heart. I gotta be honest, Buddy Boeheim drowning draining threes. I've only had one beer. I swear.
I'll say this.
I'm just so jacked up. I have like cotton mouth. I'm slowly getting back in on Syracuse.
I'll say this. I have something to admit.
What's that?
I've somehow become a fan of Buddy Boeheim.
Oh, dude, man. He's fun.
Before I knew about Buddy Boeheim and I only heard the name, I was like, what a fucking asshole. What an ad. Like Jim's just riding off into the sunset. Hey, buddy. First of all, no offense to anyone named Buddy, but you.
Oh, my dog's named Buddy. Ryan.
That's exactly what you name Buddy.
Buddy Ryan is one of the greatest football coaches of all time. Well, I'll flip this damn desk over right now.
He comes from the generation where it was okay to name a human the same as a dog. That's not okay anymore. You can't like.
What do you mean? It's way more okay than naming your kid Tanner. You know what I mean?
Is it?
Definitely.
Buddy is just the 1950s version of Kyler. That's what we're dealing with here.
I'm disagreeing.
I'm not okay with the name Buddy. I don't think it's okay. I think seriously, what are you doing to your kid? Hey, buddy, I'm calling a dog. I'm not calling a human being. Anyway, and then your last name is a B. Buddy Boeheim.
It's got a nice ring to it.
Oh, it sounds awesome.
Come on. Yeah. Anyway, but then I started watching the kid play.
He's a fun.
And I'm falling in love with him. He brought me to the window against UNC. I don't see any reason why I'm going to take Clemson.
Well, if you look at the numbers, Syracuse,
they're horrible on the road. They're good at home.
Yeah. 5-10 against the spread in their last 15 games. However, 7-0 straight up in their last seven games at home. Like this is a cute spot here.
Plenty of good reason too. Lenardi's top eight out. Syracuse is the seventh team, so they have motivation. Clemson's in this thing, so Clemson has they're just kind of on cruise control. Syracuse going after it. Another thing is Clemson not a good shooting team. What does Syracuse do well, Buddy Boeheim? His father runs that great zone defense. Gonna make them have to shoot well.
Hold on. Syracuse runs a zone.
It is weird because clearly some teams know how to play a zone and some don't. And it either works really well or it's just a complete disaster.
You gotta be able to shoot Syracuse out of their defense. And if what you're telling me is Clemson can't do that,
I like the
position. And then on top of that, we like Syracuse because they make their free throws.
I was back when rec league basketball was legal, Ryan. I used to be able to break a 2-3 zone with my elbow jumper. They would call it the green zone. Unclear if they were being sarcastic or not, but
when
you hit 60% elbow jumpers, people remember.
Nothing like when a team would be zoning us up, but the guy manning the middle would be like tall enough to where he could
that would always be a problem.
Elbow jumper usually, from underneath the basket.
Usually they didn't know to come out on me. I get right at the corner elbow.
Or Derek, like Sean would like occasionally throw the pump fake as if all that does is give him more time to come block the shit out of the shot.
Pump fake is not a great idea for me.
Oh man.
Now we're heading over to the SEC. Missouri heads to Florida in Gainesville, Florida, 4-point home favorite, 3:30 West Coast tip. Colby, take the lead here. What are we looking at?
Missouri's been a hard team to figure out this year. At one point they were top 10 and they look great. And then they took some bad losses. So I've had a really hard time getting my finger on what exactly Missouri is. So I like Florida here. Florida's a team. Keontae Johnson gets injured early in the year. Really bad, scary situation. He was their best player back in November, and he opted out on the team. Team's been beat up, but they've overachieved. Man, they won at West Virginia. They've came down and beat some really good teams. They just did it to Kentucky. Florida, give me the Gators.
I was gonna say Florida passes the eye test.
I like their heart. That's
what I'm saying. When you watch them, you're watching. I think did they just play Kentucky? Is that the game I watched?
Yeah.
When you watch the, I don't know. I just they seem like a team that that has the like in this exact type of situation they're going to cover for that reason.
Yeah, I'm with you guys on Florida overall. Like what I see just from the eye test, few games I've watched them. I guess what I'm scared about a little bit is Missouri is not a horrible road team. 5-4 on the road. Straight up. So if there is a team to go into the Florida and get an outright victory, it might be this Missouri team.
No, I'm with Colby. I think Missouri takes care of business.
No, I'm still with you guys on Florida. Just slightly scared.
Yep.
Give myself an out in case it doesn't hit, and then I can blame you, Kramer.
Missouri currently an 8 seed in Lenardi's bracketology, and what was interesting here was just about 2 weeks ago they were a 3 seed. So just to show you how far they've fallen.
Wow.
Wow, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Better hold on.
Yeah, go Gators.
Strap in.
Gator country. We got another half of the six pack in our top 25. Lock Dog Tees all coming up. Before we get to that, want to shout out Better Edge. Oh man, Better Edge doesn't get any better than betting without a VIG. Just go to betteredge.com, use our promo code SGP, get a free $10 bet. Again, give it a try. I mean, really, you get a free $10 bet. It's easy to set up. You can do head to head against your buddy. Maybe one of you guys want to call us out on Twitter at Sean T Green, at Kramer Centric, at the Colby D. Challenge us to go head to head. Lay out. Maybe you don't like one of our picks. Maybe you're on the opposite side. Challenge us to a Better Edge battle. We'll respond. We're not afraid to lay down some cash. Go to betteredge.com, promo code SGP. Use that deposit bonus, or sorry, deposit or promo code. Get free $10 bet. Free $10 bet and no VIG. It doesn't get any better. This is March.
I mean, with $100, if you're going to go in there and put down some, you know, some gentleman's action, $100 action, you're saving $10 twice, $10 free bet and $10 on the VIG, Sean,
$20.
Come on.
That can get you a, that can get you a nice Lehigh CJ McCollum jersey from the Philippines. Providence heads to St. John's, Queens, New York.
Ooh.
St. John's laying 1.5 at home, -125 on the money line, total 150.5. Providence, I've had some fun betting this year, Colby.
Love them.
They're kind of like a, I don't know what it is. I've been attracted to Rhode Island basketball this season. I St. John's, again, I don't know. I'm looking at the money split here on Oddshark, and looks like a lot of people loading up on St. John's. I'm gonna go Providence. Maybe I'm crazy, but
they got grit,
and they kind of historically have done well against St. John's, 9-3 straight up in the last 12. I know these historic numbers not always the best, but 4-6 on the road. I mean, this season that's actually like a decent road record. Where are you at, Colby?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna ride Providence too. Ed Cooley, they seem to always play their best ball. Like the week
I feel
before.
Like we're always picking Providence.
Yeah.
We're always talking about Ed Cooley. Ed Cooley just sounds like a smooth jazz musician.
But I did want to say also, man, make sure that we're doing the Beat the Database thing tonight.
Oh,
so
nice.
For tomorrow. So get over
for
to
Wednesday, March 3rd.
Yeah, maybe I need to clarify and say that. But come play against the Database,
and that's over on BetterEdge.com. It's what is it? A $10 buy-in.
Yeah.
You make your picks with their edge coins and then
I'm coming in.
I was trying to feed right behind that ad read, right? But then
it's all right.
But then the Providence thing went crazy.
I started talking too much. I understand. Less talking.
But yeah, get in on the Beat the Database contest. We'll tweet out the details at Gambling Podcast as well. Kramer, what do we got going on?
I think Providence. I think Providence. Providence. Providence.
We haven't disagreed on a pick. What's going on?
Yeah,
I don't know. That's kind of lame. But
you're fading the Red Storm.
I am. You know, it's funny. Growing up in Jersey, like St. John's is one of the teams that you kind of, you know, Big East basketball. They were kind of there. I was randomly a Georgetown fan for whatever reason, but St. John's is a team that I remember like rooting for. And I'm not. I have no affiliation though. And Providence has been making me money this year, so. I like my money green, Sean. Give me Providence.
Second,
by the way, green. Shout out to Crime Town. That's a much listen.
Oh yeah, I was trying to get you to listen that for a long time. Crime Town,
great like a guy trying to get me to. I liked Green Day before they were popular. No. I get it, Sean. Thank you for the recommendation. Sure. It was a great podcast.
Are they from Crime
thank
Town?
You. It's a you know.
It's it's a podcast about the Rhode Island Mafia. Buddy Cianci, all time.
Cousin Mush.
#DegensOnly.
Cousin Mush may be from Johnston, Rhode Island, right next to Providence. Mm. So, you know, hits home.
This is a great matchup. Stephen F. Austin at home against Abilene Christian. Southland basketball. It's at a pick. I'm going to keep it simple. It's just as simple for me. Stephen F. Austin at home at a pick. Lock it up. Let's go, baby. This time of year, the Stephen F. Austin team, I think, is competent enough. I know Abilene Christian has had their moments so far this season, but Colby, am I crazy for just
telling why he's wrong, this? Colby?
I'm on Abilene Christian.
I knew it.
Yes!
I think they're a better team this year. I just think this conference race is kind of crazy with Sam Houston State and Nichols in there too.
I'm a big Nichols guy.
At the end of the day, I think Abilene Christian is the best team out of the four, but Sam, I mean, I think Stephen F. Austin just doesn't, they're having a down year this year. They're still obviously competitive. They're still in this mix. They could end up in the, you know,
you're going to regret this, Colby,
but give me Abilene Christian to get it done on the road. Well, that road doesn't even matter that much this year with this COVID nonsense.
I mean, I'm honestly, my true number has this as a 1.9 point favorite for Abilene Christian. And I'll tell you what, they're going to beat him at the 3-point line, Sean. Stephen F. Austin, not the best at defending the 3-point line of strength of Abilene Christian. So shocked to see them not laying points here.
We got a caller on the locker room line. Feel free to give us a ring. Questions?
Jong, man, what's good, brother?
What's up? This is March, man.
Yeah, it is. This is March. Let's go, man. What are you getting down on tomorrow?
Oh yeah, I have to fade Stephen F. Austin, Sean.
Oh man, at your own peril, Jong.
Is it? Correct me if I'm wrong. I think they're banned from the conference tournament and tournament moving forward.
Oh, I think you're right. Because of
NCAA violations, lack of institutional control. You guys know about that. Come on now.
Well, hey, then this is their tournament.
That is a sneaky Christian angle there.
John's helping my case.
Because it's not the tournament, but it's the end of the season. So
yeah.
What are they playing for? Is the angle?
No, I mean, I hear your angle of what are they playing for. My angle is this is it. This is their Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Okay.
So you're on Abilene Christian. What else do you like tomorrow? Because I know you don't only have one bet going.
He's waiting for the SoCon tournament to tip off.
Yeah, SoCon. But my team UCLA +4 against Oregon. I'm not sure if that's on the second half of the six pack, but yeah.
Perfect transition. Why don't we get into it now? UCLA getting 4 in Eugene. I like riding UCLA. I like the Jungs on them. A little worried though. Oregon's really good at home. Colby, what's your angle?
I'm on the Ducks, man. I've said this beginning of the year, man, is I think gun to my head, they're the best team in the Pac-12. They've been beaten up all year. They've had COVID issues. They've had injuries. Nafali Dante. But there's one thing I actually think I read this today that over the past 10 years, they're like one of the most winning programs in March. So give me and Duarte's a killer. Give me the Ducks minus the 4 points against the Bruins, man. Sorry.
Oregon, buddy. 13-0 against the spread in their last 13 games in March. Perfect transition there, and 18-2 straight up in the last 20 games at home. But I'm with you, Jong. Something about this UCLA team. I think they'll be a live dog. They've been pretty solid on the road as well. I'm looking at teams playing conference basketball that are good on the road. When I'm going dog here, if not, I'm just going to default to the home team, but I'll take UCLA +4. Kramer, where you at?
It has to be the Super Bowl. Cause they're trying to, you know, trying to win that regular season, right?
Yeah.
Ranking. So,
I'll be honest, guys, the Super Bowl is a football activity. This is basketball. Give me Oregon. I'm with Colby. This is a team that they're usually ready come this time of year. And I think experience matters. So they'll get it done.
Well, John, good for you to know that you're on this side of the guy leading the ATS pick. So in case you're worried.
Wait, not about your UCLA.
Let's
talk about that, buddy. Huh?
Six pack. You're right. I'm one pick behind you in the six pack.
We Colby should let John go. Last time you guys got into an argument, we were in Moscow for 4 hours.
Thanks for calling in, John.
Appreciate you guys. Love it. Let it ride.
Take care, brother.
It ride.
Riding.
Got through the six pack. We still have a couple top 25 games. And of course, lock, dog, and tease. Better than Vegas, man. Doesn't get any better than Vegas. Unless you're talking about better than Vegas. It's like YouTube, but for stuff you care about, AKA sports gambling.
Hashtag Degens only.
I'm looking at these plays. We got our buddy Moonoff, Georgia Brooks dropping some basketball picks. Kramer and I loaded up a double play on the Phoenix Suns at the Timberwolves. Again, we're giving out free video picks that we're not necessarily hitting on in the podcast. That means you want to subscribe so you never miss a pick. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That'll take you right to the our profile page. Click the subscribe button there. Better than DaVegas. You can create your own profile, upload some videos. You'll be good to go. Better than Vegas. I mean, free video picks. What more do you want? Better than DaVegas. Grammar. Let's close it out strong.
Close it out.
Creighton at Villanova in Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania. Villanova laying four -190 on the money line. I mean, it's
how
hard,
we feeling?
It's hard for me to fade this Villanova team. There's been a couple bumps in the road. I mean, really, I'll bring up the.
Sean, we're holding the future too.
We are holding the future of Villanova. I'll say this in the same way.
Yeah, I know. I let them have one homer pick.
In the same way that Michigan just got their ass kicked.
Oh, here we go.
And it was a wake up call. I think that loss at Butler to a team they shouldn't have lost to, and certainly not by 12 points, was a wake up call for this Villanova team. I love them in a bounce back spot coming back at home. I mean,
well, especially
this is just textbook college sports. You go out on the road, yeah. You lose a game you're not supposed to. You come back, you're a small dog. The lines changed. It's a game they really need to win. It's going to be a showcase game. I love them here.
Well, especially the fact that Creighton's like coach is apologizing for like some racist comments or something mentioned, like a plantation.
Like
that angle on taking Nova on the rebound.
No, Nova's it's just a perfect spot. You fade good teams after a loss, especially on the road coming back at home. It's a fairly simple handicap, but it's something that's really going to make a difference.
Greg McDermott uses racially insensitive comments to men's basketball team. Wow. Okay.
I don't know how.
Is this a distraction? Is that the angle?
The story just broke today, so I feel like it is a bit of a distraction. Nova's coming off of a bad loss. You know, Jay Wright's going to light a fire under those boys, and then
do you think the team is how it leaked? Because that's a problem.
That could
if someone on the team like, and that's where it's coming from. I'm with you 100%. No need to justify why I'm taking Villanova. What's the spread, Sean?
Four, right?
Mm. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I mean,
chalky.
You know, who knows what's? I mean, he said, guys, we need to stick together. We need both feet in. I need everyone to stay on the plantation. I can't have anybody leave the plantation. So
what was he trying to say? Reservation?
Probably reservation, honestly. Yeah, right? Like,
but either way, he's in trouble.
But isn't that offensive too? I mean
again, you know, they're not going to be celebrating the game at the Sioux plantation.
Just call it the Rocket. So you got to just go get all in on the rocket ship analogy, right?
Yeah.
You want to go to the fucking moon
them,
or not?
Call them astronauts.
There's Load nothing up. Racist about a rocket ship.
I like the ship.
No.
I like the ship, no. Like pirates.
That's
you know
offensive.
Mean?
That could be offensive.
Oh, come on.
Pirates raped people.
Pirates were not politically correct. I'll have you know.
Hey, I'm an East Carolina pirate, baby.
At Disney World.
There was that one night in West Hollywood, too. So.
At Disney World, and if you go in the small world, it used to be the pirates would chase the wenches, and now the wenches chase the pirates.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, pirates were known for being chased by wenches. Regardless, Villanova coming back at home, small favorite. I love it. Kramer, are you on board?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Give me Nova.
I'm on it too.
Pac-12 basketball, big time matchup. USC laying 7.5. Stanford, a big dog. We just talked to Jung. USC, pretty good year so far, and kind of sneaky mix in the tournament. This line opened at 8. It's been bet down to 7.5. Always scary that maybe the public is back in this dog.
USC's good.
But Stanford, not a bad road team. 6-5 on the road. I don't know. What are we doing here, Colby?
Stanford's a weird team.
I'm going to take Stanford in the points. Last time they played, it was like a 6-point game. Yeah. They didn't have all their team. So USC also has been struggling lately. So I think you got to take the Cardinals here. They're in the more desperate spot. Obviously, USC is fighting for the one seed in the Pac-12, but give me the 7.5. The number's a little too large for me. It should be 5. I feel like.
Yeah. You know, I think the Stanford team has kind of, I've watched a 5-minute stretch where they've looked good.
Oscar De Silva's great.
And then you watch a 5-minute stretch where they just look like shit. And, but I'm kind of with you. I think they're going to be able to score enough in this one to catch the points here. So give me Stanford. I'm taking the private school. I'm taking the worst private school.
I think USC. Oh man, they might roll here, but I'll go with Stanford just because I hate this.
Stanford
USC
also has high, like, I think there's also an element where like the height, you know, USC. I mean, Stanford has as much height as anyone, so that could be a problem. I'll just take the points. Maybe I'm getting cute because I only have one other dog on the card, and I was like, oh shit, I need a little
I do
doggy
find
action.
Myself like leaning that way when we need to even out the board here. Ryan, looks like we got a call on the locker room line.
What's up, Terrell?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's up, man? Terrell? Terrell, new edition, writing some blogs over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com, and you can hear him chiming in on the college experience as well.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it.
And we got to give him a shout out because he is in the Army. Oh, right. Yes. So we took Army. I took Army as my
Colby
dog,
and
by
I
the
took
way.
Army.
Air Force, yeah. Air Force, but you know, still shouts out to them.
Oh, Air Force. Wow.
Colby,
how dare you? Sean and I knew it was Air Force.
Well, look, aim high.
They're not very good in basketball, so we can't talk about them.
All right.
No, we're gonna leave them out of it.
What's on your mind? What do you like coming up?
All right. We're talking about tomorrow. Let's take you over to the A-10. We got St. Joe's versus LaSalle, and I'm all over St. Joe's on this one. Matter of fact, lock it up. I think that they're a completely different team since they came off of that COVID pause. They've won the last three in a row. Ryan Daly's come back from injury, and he's balling, averaging 23 points per game. Taylor Funk just dropped 36 the other day. Jordan Hall is a freshman forward for them that's just been on the move. He's put up a triple-double against them the last time they went out. So I think that they can actually make a little bit of noise in the A-10 if they defend a little bit better, but they're going to put up points.
Well, and you may have missed it because we're live here, but we just mentioned early on in the podcast we were making a case of St. Joe's at 500-1 to win the A-10.
And additionally, thank you for bringing this game up because for the true D-gens, 8 a.m. tip on the West Coast. So
And
let's wake up to some action, Sean.
And this will be a pick Dundee lock. If these teams just played on the 20th of February, and I watched that game, and St. Joe's was up the whole game. They ended up winning by 9, but they were actually up by more at one point.
So we're taking St. Joe's.
St. Joe's laying two.
Absolutely, lock it up.
Lock it up.
Look at the last three opponents they played. I mean, LaSalle, the team they're playing tomorrow, and then they took down Dayton and they took down Richmond at Richmond. I mean,
look, 500-1 to win the conference tournament.
Yeah. Let's go, baby.
That seems
just starts with one win.
That's
put a dollar down.
That's available. Exactly. That's available right now at PointsBet.
Just put a dollar down. Yeah. You're not going to miss it. You pick it up on the ground or outside.
PointsBet.com promo code SGP. You get two risk-free bets up to $2,000.
Oh, I don't know. $1,000 on St. Joe's.
Look, I don't know what the conditions are exactly in front of me, but you know, don't bankrupt a points bet quite yet. Thanks, Terrell. Appreciate calling in, man.
No problem.
Take care, bro.
Let it ride.
Let it ride.
Okay, let's do it. Lock, dog, and tease.
So much going on.
Oh my God, my head is exploding.
I'm already betting on this game just so I have something in the morning. Walking the dog, checking the score.
I got to do that tonight too, man.
Yes. Heading over now, locking that in. Kramer, give us your lock, dog, and tease.
I mean, you know,
and bonus lock, of course.
I'm going to lock up Syracuse because they're playing well at home. Clemson doesn't have what it takes to beat Syracuse. So I'm going to lay the 2.5 for my dog. I have a couple dogs. I don't have a lot of dog action here, but why not keep rolling with Providence? They're scrappy. It's a small dog, I know, but I'm not picking Stanford. I'm sorry. For my bonus lock, you know, I do like the St. Joe's action.
You've converted, right?
But I'm going to come back on sheet. I'm going to take Abilene Christian.
Okay.
As a pick, like I told you, my power ratings have that as a 1.9 point favorite. And for my COVID game, well, I made a note earlier. McNeese State. Wait,
did Cody Orgeron? Did it already get canceled?
You can't do Virginia Tech. That game's already done.
No, it looks like. Did Nichols State, McNeese State already get canceled? I should have tweeted it earlier. Fuck.
Wait, no. I'm still seeing it.
Okay. The McNeese State versus Nichols State.
Wait, is that? Did they move it a day?
All right, it's not happening now.
It's not canceled though. I'm not seeing it as canceled. I'm sorry. I don't know.
No, it's all right. I'll just pick another one. You know what? Let's stick to the Big Ten. They seem most likely to just ACC's been canceling games too lately. What do we have here? I'm going off script.
You got NC State, Notre Dame in the ACC. No, you got Minnesota, no, Penn State.
That's it. Penn State, Minnesota. Circle that one.
Minnesota on the first. Oh, for the COVID.
Wait, Boston College, Florida State. That's appealing. Yeah. Let's do that one. Boston College, Florida State. Florida State doesn't need any of this game. They'll cancel it.
Villanova -4 is my lock. Again, I'm a homer, but I actually legitimately love this spot for them coming off the loss. My dog, give me UCLA money line. They're going to be frisky. My bonus lock, I'm with Terrell. St. Joe's -2.
Just got down on St. Joe's -2.
And of course, you know, Lehigh +7. That's not a horrible play as well. For my COVID game, it is Gonzaga versus whoever they think they're going to play. I'm feeling things could get a little little wonky there, and they find a way out of that game. Colby, lock, dog, bonus locking COVID game.
I'm going to agree with you on the lock. Give me Nova -4 as the lock.
Okay.
Dog, let's go with the Stanford Cardinal. I think they're going to be able to play a close game with USC. Mm-hmm. It was a crazy game last year in LA.
I don't mind that.
And for my my bonus, give me Wichita State trying to stay in this tournament at Tulane -4.
Okay.
And for the COVID game, I think you got to think that what was it again? It was Florida A&M North Carolina Central.
I like that.
I could totally see it happening there. I don't see that as a, you know, probably not a huge game in the conference. So just boom. Tournament's on the way.
Just got some action down.
There we go.
Colby, the college experience. You can subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. What can people what do they get? What do you got coming up?
We're gonna go me, NC Nick, Patty C gonna break down each conference tournament race, also the FCS week. Well, I consider it week three, but it's really week four on the spreadsheet. But we got you covered. We're gonna hit every game. We got you covered on the college experience. Make sure you subscribe.
Very upset they didn't address it at week zero. Very upset.
Every time it messes with me though, because it's like, you know, I'm typing in the thing for the post, and I'm like, it's week three, but it's really week four. So anyway, great Thursday night FCS game. I will have a solo preview on that for the college experience, North Dakota and South Dakota backyard brawl, baby.
Shout out to Ashley in the YouTube channel from Hawaii. Aloha. Ooh. Ashley. She's also on St. Joe's, got their best player back. Lock it up, baby. Kramer, we have so many podcasts coming out. It's insane. If you're not subscribed now, I don't know what you're doing.
It's get ridiculous. That. So the fact that I have no time to look at Top Shot, no time at all.
But we did put out a Top Shot podcast. We got FFPC best ball going on. We're really just unloading a ton of content for you, the listeners, the D-gens, and appreciate all the support. Get in a rating or review, Apple Podcasts. Support the content train and have a chance to win Merch Monday.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Make sure you go to betsgpn.com. We're live. New sportsbooks promos coming every week, so keep checking in over there. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Best of luck to the Philly trash tomorrow morning.
Kramer, let it ride.